We were holding on that lama. Today we're at the Mishnah of Tessa Medbeis.
And the Chaber
Taner, mipnei shu mityarei, mipnei nochrim, mipnei listim, mipnei ruach ra'ah, mipnei acholesh yishan, patur. Someone who puts out a lamp because he's worried about, of course this was at the time we saw earlier in the Parsim of Tabinim, they didn't allow people to have lights on certain times when they had the light, they were part of the mode of worship of their idol. And so he puts out the fire. Now, it's not clear whether is it an actual sakanat nefashot, and it would be mutar lechatchila. The Gemara is going to discuss this. Or mipnei listim, he doesn't want to be spotted by people who may realize that he's camping out and come to attack him. Or mipnei ruach ra'ah, which is an interesting case because ruach ra'ah essentially is a psychological illness. So the Rambam actually very very early description of manic depression. He talks about a type of illness which a person, when exposed to stimulation and a lot of people and so on, becomes extremely manic and wild. And such things are found, he says, in people who suffer from depression. Very, very interesting. Anyway, so the Shaila is the Gemara entertains, at least as a possibility, the notion that this is mutter legamre, because we're talking about a sakana of nefesh, which means that we have here a mocker in the Gemara that psychological illness is considered to be sakanat nefashot, and indeed, this is brought to halacha, many, many shaylas and shuvas through the ages, as to what the status is of that kind of illness, legavi chilul Shabbat. Or for a chole, and the chole needs to rest, so we'll put out the light in order to enable the chole to rest. This is certainly a rather roundabout thing that we're doing for the chole. I mean, you think it'd be better to take the light out of the room than to put the light off. I mean, it's not clear. Indeed, from this many or Doresh, that even such roundabout usages, Hamid Chabeh is Zoriz, because it may take another 2 seconds for the Cholah to fall asleep. If you take the fire out, I think you can turn it off. So it's any Shimush for the Cholah is considered to be the Zoriz is Niskar. The problem is that if it's talking about a real second, not for sure, like I say Patur, I mean, you say Mutar, it's even a mitzvah. So this will say, Kechas al haner, Kechas al Hashem, Kechas al Abtila. Now, if he puts out the fire as one who is worried about hurting the lamp, the lamp is going to get all covered with soot, or as one who is worried about using up his fuel, or one who is worried about using up his limited number of tilaot, so then he would be chayav. Again, we'll see, so that exactly. Well, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yossi actually says, you're potter on all of these except for the p'tila. Chutz mina p'tila, mipnei shu oseh pecham. Because in putting out a p'tila, you carbonize the tip of the p'tila. And that is essentially what the creative element of kibui is, and was in the Mishnah. Have a fire burning and burning things up is not creative in terms of Chilul Shabbat. Where do we see that in the Mishnah? But we do know that they needed to make Tilot. So that's the only one you'd be chayev on. So the Gemara now, of course, this is the famous machloket. You chayev on a melacha she'en tzricha lekufa. When you're putting out the flames, you're not achieving anything. You just don't want fire to be here. So that kibui is not the tzor lekufo. It's only in the last case, says Rabbi Yossi, where it's ala p'tila, that there would be letzorah gufo. And therefore, he's cholek on a Tanna Kamma who says, you would be chayav on any of the above. So apparently we have three dargas over here. I mean, it's unassociated. The first one is talking about, perhaps, sakanat nefashot. I mean, it seems to be the same in terms of malacha she'en tzricha legufa. If I put out a fire because I'm worried about the p'tila, or I put out the fire because I'm worried about the cholek, correct? Neither of them are letzorah gufo. Yet for some reason, in one we say patur, and in the other one we say chayav. That's a little hard to understand. Rabbi Yossi is consistent. Rabbi Yossi says, look, all of these cases are cases of melacha and tzricha legufa, except for one. Out of all of the cases of the Mishnah, the only case that would be a melacha and tzricha legufa is the p'tila case. By the way, the language kichas is a little bit strange. I should just say, chas, ha'omer, chas al Hashem. I translate it as kich, as chas, one who is chas. In other words, he's doing it not, but it's a mipnei in the first case. There's no mipnei in the second group of cases. It doesn't mean mipnei shechas. So the partial way of understanding it is that kirchas is the equivalent. As one who is chas al haner, I don't have to explain to you, the one who is chas al haner is doing it in order to save the ner. That's the given. I'm saying one, it's easier for us to describe his purpose. And the second, it's easier for us to describe his state of mind, right? You see that? Because otherwise I'd have to explain it. No, so I'd have to say, Kidei shalo yidashen haner. Kidei shalo yisarei hashem and so on. So instead I say, kichas haner, it's one of us chas haner. You understand what that means? Let's explain. But, I mean, okay, there's all kinds of, you know, it's a huge ramazim, and if the groller and tichas means what we're talking about over here, about ner shabbat. Ner shabbat can't possibly cost you money, because your whole parnosis is from Rosh Hashanah, except for Shabbos expenses. So what are you worried about? You're worried you're going to use up the shemen? So what? It's not going to cost you anything anyway. So therefore, ki'il chas, but it's silly, because it's not going to be chasam. Thank you, gentlemen. No, but those types of shot them. I think that the pshuta is mamish kibbarai. Yeah, he's referring to the person.
But shouldn't save money on Shabbos expenses.
That's what he said. If it doesn't cost you anything, why save money? Might as well be machabed as a Shabbos. That's, no, that's, he asked for it. So, ask the Gemara, what's the Mishnah talking about? I mean, the Sefer says chayav in a case where you're actually putting it out for purposes other than pacham. So if you're chayav, shema mina Rabbi Yehuda, that means that we're talking about the man, the Amar holds in Malach Hashena Tzrichel Agufa, you're chayav, because otherwise why are you chayav for putting out a light if all you want to do is make sure that the lamp doesn't get soot? But then, how do you understand the opening of the Mishnah? The opening of the Mishnah says patur, so I'm a mamonashah. So Reishu Mayaskin, if you're talking about a cholesh yesh bo sakana, and the reason that even though I, Rabbi Yehuda, hold that a Malach Hashena Tzrichel Agufa is chayav, I still say that your potter, if you put it out for a chole, is because we're talking about a chole sheyesh bo sakana. So what are you telling me your potter? You should tell me that it's mutter. So then mutter me boiling. And if it's a chole sheyesh bo sakana, you did the wrong thing. And if you're going like Rabbi Yehuda, so then you're chayav achatas. If you did it, you thought it was mutter, whatever. So he should say chayav ratat. So, you know, probably the only way out of this is to say the olam b'chole sheyesh bo sakana. And the truth is that it means mutar. I did a bayah mit they say for chayav, but just simply in order to keep the Mishnah parallel, meanwhile keep you on your toes. So instead of saying mutar, which wouldn't have matched up with the chayav, we say patur in the first case is because there's a sakana, and the last case is thereby matched, or it says chayav and it says patur, but actually it's mutar. So I did a bayah mit they say for chayav, tonanami reisha patur. In which case the Gemara is coming out, in fact, that all of those cases, and particularly the big fiddish, and two very fascinating fiddishim that we spoke about. One is that manic depression is considered to be a sekonis nefashas. The other one is that the convenience or the more rapid indirect help to the choleh is kedai not putting off. By the way, on the latter one, the Rambam says in the Birshan Mishnayos, it's only if there's no way to take it out. He disagrees with that. But there are rishonim that are medayik, that there's no need to be mahas to put it off here in any way.
Would that be only be if it's mutter?
I mean, it is mutter. We just said it's mutter.
That's a
we have no other way of learning the Mishnah. Now what about Hadatani Rav Hoshea? Im bishvila choleshi yishan lo yekaveh v'im kova potra avalosers. What about the braisa? The braisa says, for a cholet to go to sleep, you shouldn't do it. But if you do it, you're potter. But you shouldn't have done it. Mm-hmm. But it's also. I understand. So that doesn't work out at all. If that's referring to the same cholet as our Mishnah. No. The Brisa Rav Hoshea was in fact going like Rabbi Shimon. So it's fundamentally not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. And he was talking about a Kolesh Ein Bo Sakana. So he's saying you should not put it out, but you wouldn't be chayav if you did. Now this raises a very serious problem. Because L'cha'ora, you're allowed to be over on Yitzurei Shvut for a Kolesh Ein Bo Sakana. And over here, according to Rabbi Shimon, since a Malacha She'ena Tzricha L'gufa is only an Isur de Rabbanan, it should be mutter to turn off the lights for a chole she'en bo sakana. Because indeed it's only a derabanan. From here, many are mechalek between two levels of shvut. In other words, where we have an actual pu'ulat ha'malacha, as it would normally be defined in the Dioraita, the only difference is the kavanah with which it's done, no difference in the maisa, then there we're not makel to say that on such an halacha one should do it for a chole she'en bo sakana. Because it's only drabon. Shvut lo gazru, it's not those things which are really melachot, which are similar in every way, but for something that's not noticeable, which is your intent. But enochinami, if it would be a pulat isur, let's say moving books or something like that, so then enochinami, we wouldn't do the nazir for a chola she'en bo sakana. Sha'ol she'ilazu le'ela mirabi tanchom diminoi. By the way, this formula, sha'ol she'ilazu, is the standard formula of the period of the she'iltot. This is the way in which every she'ilta is introduced. And this she'ila was asked in front of. This particular was a grouping. We often find this actually occurring in various midrashim, particularly in what is called the Rabbi Tanhuma, the Medrash of Rabbi Tanhuma, that it opens up with a question, and the Divrei Haggadah are introduced with a halakhic idea, and the formula goes, halakhic question, what appears to be a wild, off the tangential description of some type of Haggadic material, and then coming around in the end to an answer of the halakh. And here's one that crept into the Gemara. And it's interesting that we find this is really the sort of the way that the Rabbeinu Bakia introduces every parsha. He uses that whole tangential midrashic beginning to show you how it is we come from that to discussing thematically elements. I don't want to go into all of the details. I want to leave it to you, but I want to give you thematic hints. So the Haggadah is always used for thematic hints. I always find that the word Haggadah comes from that. Haggadah comes from the word that the bus company comes from, Eged, which is the interrelating of the different roads and so on, into one road system. And that's the interconnections that the Midrash offers. But anyway, this Sheila was asked in front of every Tanakh of the Noi. The question was, Mao lechabot butzina denura mikame beisha beshabata. Is it permissible to put out the fire of a light, of a lamp, in front of someone who is ill on Shabbat? Patach v'amar, and so Rabbi Tanchum opened up his lovely drasha, saying, "Ay, An Shlomo, you, the great King Shlomo, what has happened to you? An chachmatcha, an suchlatenutcha, what happened to your knowledge and your wisdom? Lo dayach ha-shedvarecha sotrim divrei David avicha, ela shedvarecha sotrim zeh. It's bad enough that you contradict your father's words, but you can't seem to keep your own words straight in your head, and you contradict yourself. David avicha amar lo ha-meitim ya-halleluya, which certainly implies it's not a good idea to be dead. And you say, v'shat'at amart, v'shabeach ani, et ha-meitim shekvar meitim, that you think it's a very good idea to be dead, apparently. Furthermore, you then turn around and contradict yourself, and then you say, better a live dog than a dead human being. Explain that. So therefore, I want to first explain, and obviously he's coming now to discuss issues of life and death, and the value of moments of life in terms of the putting out of a fire. So look, Asha, had to come at David law metimi alleluia, had to come at Leolam yasok adam b'torah b'mitzvot kodem shiyamut. A person should recognize that his life in Olam Hazeh should be dedicated to being osek in Torah and mitzvahs before he dies. Shekim and shemeit batel min ha-torah min ha-mitzvot v'in ha-kadosh baruch hu shevach bo. And that's the law metimi alleluia. Let's forget about even the issue of being zochet olam haba. The value of life. Is not going to have any value in dead chemicals. The Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hallel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in the things that are achieving a lifetime. V'hainu de'amar Rabbi Yochanan ma'itechli ba'meitim chofshi, as we saw earlier, kivan she'meit adam na'atzeh chofshi min ha'torah min ha'mitzvot. Once a person is dead, he has no longer any chiyuvim. So even if you would give him, let's say, his tzitzit and his talit that he's buried with, or you're careful not to bury him in kilayim, he doesn't get any schar for that. He has no mitzvahs. So what's the point? So there, David HaMelech was making perfectly good sense. Now, in a totally different context, Shlomo HaMelech said, "V'shabeach ani ata meitim shekvar meitu." What was that referring to? Because note that kishechatu Yisrael b'midbar amad Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'amar kama tfilot v'tachadunim lifanav v'lo na'ana. You find that Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean, it was about 40 days and nights, and he's praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when he said, "Zechor le'Avraham le'Yitzchak u'le'Yisrael avadecha," Miyad Na'aneh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael as soon as he mentions the Brit with the Avot and the Ma'asim Tovim of the Avot. Lo yafeh amar Shlomo v'shabeach ani ata meitim shekvar meitu. Here you have Moshe Rabbeinu, he's a live human being, he's being Isaac and Avedet Shemayim. His words don't make as much an impact as reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the zchut of those who are no longer alive. So it makes a great deal of sense what Shlomo said. In this, I must be mishambeach those who are already gone. Davar acher. In order not to reflect badly on Moshe Rabbeinu. Minagosh el olam melech basar v'dam gozer gzeiras. A person, a human king, passes laws and decrees. Even when he's alive, something mekayim ota, something ain't mekayim ota. Maybe, if there's enough policemen, and people will be mekayim. Im din zolom el mekayim ota, and in the event that they do accept his decrees, no, b'chayav mekayim ota, they're still worried about him. But b'moto im mekayim ota, once he's dead, there go all of his decrees. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu, Gazar Kama Gizerot, Vitikein Kama Takanot, look at all the things that Moshe Rabbeinu left us. We still say his bracha for Birkat HaMazon, and we do his Kriyat HaTorah, and so on and so forth. So, there kayamot lo olam alamei alamim, lo yafeh amar shlomo shabeach ani ata meitim. There were those who are more powerful now, thousands of years after their death,
then the greatest power is today on earth.
Is a reference to Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Mai dechtiv asei imi ot tova, v'yiru sonai ve'yevoshu. When David HaMelech said that pasuk, what did he have in mind as an ot tova? So Amar David l'vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam, mechol li al oto avon. I'd like you to forgive me for what happened with Bathsheba. Amar lo mechol lecha, fine, forgiven. Amar lo asei imi ot v'chayan. I would like people to know in my lifetime that you forgave me. Amalo bechayecha ini modia. Well, not in your lifetime, but bechayech Shlomo bincha ini modia. Sure enough, Shabana Shlomo at Beit Hamikdash, bekeish lachnis Aron lebeit kodeshei hakodashim. So he's now bringing in the Aron Habrit that had been brought to Yerushalayim by David. And he wants to put it into the Beit Hamikdash. Dafku sharim zebezeh. The door is refused to open. Amar Shlomo esrim ve'arba'a renanot, as appears in the Tefillah of Shlomo, is recorded. There's 24 different lashonos of Tefillah, Rina, and so on. There was still no answer. Patach b'amar, and so he began to say the Tehillah. Su sharim roshechem v'inasu pitchei olam v'yavo melech hakavod. The doors immediately suspected he was talking about himself. Melech hakavod, some melech hakavod you are. Ro batrei l'mirlei. So the doors popped out and started chasing him. They were about to swallow him alive. And they said, and that's the next passage. Who is that melech hakavod? Who exactly are you referring to, man? Wait a second. Hold on. I didn't mean me. Hashem Tzvakotu Melech HaKavod. So anyway, Hashem Kibor, Hashem Yisus V'Kibor. And then he made it clear. He said himself, Hashem Tzvakotu Melech HaKavod. None of us didn't help. Lo nana. Ivan Shamar. But then when he continued and he said in his tefillah, Hashem Elokim, this appears in Divrei Hayomim. Al tashev b'nei mishichecha. The moment he mentioned David HaMelech, miyad na'ana, the doors opened wide. And at that moment, David's enemies' faces turned black. By the way, that's the whole Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tabayit to David. That's the Mochol that occurred to him. Right, the whole Shir of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tabayit David is talking about Mechilat Avonot. That was the main issue at the dedication of the Beit HaMikdash of Shlomo. He's talking about himself. That whole Tehillah is connected to this event.
But Shlomo wrote it, not David.
No, David wrote
it. Or wrote for you.
Why not? The whole Sushar and Rishetim was also one.
It's about what you're in. Like, sure. There, even though he wasn't allowed to go.
No, he understood. He understood.
Ceremony for it. Yeah.
Sushar was said by David, but not Shlomo.
So? But his name needed to be mentioned. But it was a reference for Ruach HaKodesh, for this Maisa, if you wish. So in any event, it continues on over there, Vahayu Dechtiv. That's why we find that at the end of the ceremony, the eighth day, it says, Vayom HaShmini, Shivach HaTa'am, Vivorchu Et HaMelech. It says, Vayalkulo O'alem Smechim V'Tovei Leib, HaKol HaTovah Asher Asa Hashem L'David Avdo. David wasn't even alive. And yet the people went home feeling special about what had happened to David. What was that? Asher Asa Hashem L'David Avdo L'Yisrael Amo. So it means like this. First of all, it says, Vayalkulo O'aleihem. The O'el is always a reference to a wife. Yishki, his Beiti. So what does that mean? That they all came home and found their wives Tehorot. Shematzuna Shoteihem B'Torah. It's, of course, is connected the same issue of Kabbalat HaTorah. Shuv Lechem Lo Aleichem. Which Chazal tell us means the joys of sex. Right? That's where the name of the book comes from. Mesimchat Ona. So that immediately here you have a reconstruction of the Har Sinai. Yerad Dodi L'Gano. So you have the same thing. Vayelch Lo Aleichem.
It's also related to the prophets of David Melech with Osef and deciding issues of Tahara.
I'm not sure. Smechim v'tovei leiv kol ha'tova asher asa Hashem l'David Avdo. So what is that referring to? So the smechim means shenenu b'ziv ha'shechina. That's the only real simcha. Tovei leiv shenitabru neshoteihem shekol achad v'yachad v'yalda zachar. All of them, their wives conceived with a male for zecher of the sinyan. Ha'kol ha'tova asher asa Hashem l'David Avdo. David Avdo means shemachalo al ha'tovon. And everybody saw it. Well, Yisrael amo, ta'achre avon diyom ha'kipurim. They were a little bit concerned because they had made the dedication to Beit HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, and they had a Suda on Yom Kippur with called the dedication, because it says Shiva Yamim or Shiva Yamim. So they were Mavato Yom Kippur. The Gemara says they learned it from the Kal V'Chomer, but in any event, the whole meaning of Yom Kippur, of course, is the Kedushat HaMishkan, the Kedushat HaOmoi. That's what allows the Achas B'Shana, the Kapor Achas B'Shana, is what allows the Kiyum
of the Beit HaMikdash, correct? And that's the tikkun for the Maaseh Nevi'im. So they bedavka had the dedication of the new Mikdash on Yom Kippur. So that explains why it was that Shlomo HaMelech referred to Hametim. His work didn't do any good until he mentioned David. Moshe's work didn't do any good until he mentioned the others. What about his comment of Kilakelet Chai, who tov min Aryeh Hamet? The Aryeh in this case indeed is a reference to the king. The Rabbeinu Merab, Yom Rabbeinu Merab, my dechtivo d'ini Hashem, when David HaMelech is mispalel, that he wants to know, d'ini Hashem kitzi, I want to know the end of my story. Umidat yomai mahi, eid'a machadal ani. What is this referring? Umar David b'tnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, d'ini Hashem kitzi. Tell me the end of the story. It's really tough when you don't know where you're going. Hamalo gzerahi milafonai. It's a decree that I have about human life. No mortal ever knows the end of his story. Okay, so at least midat yamai mahi. Let me know when I will die. No, zera imil fanai. Jehimodin midat yamav shel adam. No man can know the day of his death. Okay, I'm achadalani. I'd still like to know the day of the week. Could I know the day of the week? Okay, b'shabbat tamur. You're gonna die on a Shabbat. David said, Shabbos, Chabal, Amut Ve'echad B'Shabbat, I mean, maybe Sunday.
meaning the next Sunday.
Amarlo, I can't put it off, because Kfar Higia Malchut Shlomo Bincha, Ve'im Malchut Nogat V'Chavetafil Kamalei Nimah, there's no way to put off Shlomo's ascension to the throne. Okay, so Amut Erev Shabbat, I'll go the day before, I mean, because, listen, I mean, on Shabbos, first of all, sad thing on Shabbos will be the tire people. They won't be able to be Isaac and me properly. You can't do a tire on Shabbos. I can't say Esped. Couldn't we marry? So let's go a day earlier. Amala, no. Every day of your life is worth more to me than anything that Shlomo will achieve. Ki tov yom b'chatzirecha b'yolet. Tov li yom echad shata yoshev v'osik b'torah. Mi'elef olot sh'atit Shlomo b'incha l'akrid l'fanai agabe ha'mizbeach. I prefer one of your days of learning to all of the big-time neon lights of Shlomo's mouth. So anyway, David realized that what he's got to do is make sure that on every Shabbos he can't die. The only way to do that is to sit and learn the entire Shabbos and Malach HaMavis can't get close to it. So kol yuma de Shabbata, the rest of his life, every single Shabbos, habayasi begaris kula yuma, he would sit and learn the entire day, and that way the Torah prevented the Malach HaMavis from affecting him. But on the day that he needed it to be taken, so Malach HaMavis was sent to bring David. Come Malach HaMavis, come Malach HaMavis was in a tough spot. Wasn't able to do his shlichut because he would never stop learning. Omar, my Avilek, good heavens, what am I supposed to do with this guy? Avilek bustana achorei beitin. David HaMelech had this beautiful garden behind his palace. So after Malach HaMavis, so the Malach HaMavet went into the trees, and he made strange sounds coming from the leaves of the tree. So Nofak Lemirze, so David went, was going out to see, what in the world is that all about? Abisolik Badag is going up on a ladder. Ifchi Dargamitu, saying so one of the rungs of the ladder broke beneath his foot, and from the shock, he stopped learning for a second. So Ishti, and at that moment, he got him up. The Nofak Mavshin. Other people thought that he died because he fell off the ladder, which was just a coincidence. He died because he had stopped learning. So anyway, Shalach Shlomo Levim in Russia. So Shlomo sends a message to the Beis HaMikdash. I got some problems with Muktzah over here. First of all, Abba Mate, Umutal Bachamat. I mean, he's sitting there in the sun. How am I supposed to do with Mate is Muktzah? I'm going to move him into the house. And also, Klavim Shalbeta Abara Evim. The dogs are barking. And I don't know, am I allowed to like feed them Bosanavela, which is a Muktzah? I mean, what do I do? Shokule, so they said, okay, first thing to do is you gotta take care of the dogs. Chatoch Nevela, I mean, it's the Atzar Balachayim, Tzar Balachayim comes first. So therefore, take a Nevela, and Mahanach Lefnei HaKlavim, and you're allowed to be Osek in Nevela for the Tzarech HaKlavim. But as far as the Aryeh HaMeit, which is your father, that was a problem. You can't move him. He's dead. What's the difference? But Hanerech Alav Kikaro Tinok, but in order for Kavan HaMeit, we made a kula in Ilchot Muktzah that you can put a loaf of bread or a baby on the body and then move it so it'll be near a kilo that you're moving it for something that you need. So first of all, what do they answer first about the dogs? What do they don't have Shalos and Muktzah? For the dogs, there's no Shalos and Muktzah. No, the Aryeh HaMeit is already made. So, no. לא יפה, אמר שלמה כי לכלב חי וקרוב מן הים, אה? ולא אם יש שאלה, זה שאלה, oh yes, and you did ask a question. Look how he phrases it. The Sha'ila, the Sha'in Lakad Mechor, the question that I asked in front of you. That's a way to say it, Ba'anivut, because what you asked me, a Sha'ila. But as far as the Sha'ila that I asked in front of you, truth is, Ner Kruyan Ner, V'nishvato Shel Adam Kruyan Ner. A lamp is a lamp, and a neshama is a lamp. Mutav Techaber Ner, Shel Basar Adam, it's better to extinguish a human made lamp. Mipnei Nero Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then seeing the lamp of the Kadosh Baruch Hu extinguished. It makes sense to turn off the lights, if that's going to help the Kadosh Baruch Hu's lamp to burn. Omer Avida Bereda Vishwom Bar Shilas, Bishmei Dorav. Bikshu Chachamim Lignoz Sefer Kohelet. Actually, Sefer Kohelet was a real challenge. The Meshe Dvarav Sotrim Zeta is full of all kinds of weird contradictions. Mipnei Ma Lo Ganzu, why didn't they hide Sefer Kohelet? That's interesting. When it came to Sefer Yecheskel, they wanted to, but they spent a lot of time darshening it to see if they could come up with a solution. 300 barrels of shemen it took to solve Sefer Yecheskel. Why didn't they give Kohelet the same treatment at least? Huh? Exactly. That's what the Achrayim said. In other words, Yecheskel has a chazaka, he's a navi. He has a chazaka navi. You have to assume that he's not a phony. But people who write from their own chachma, it's a riot. I mean, you have to first determine that indeed it's written on the level of Ruach HaKodesh and deserves to be part of what we study. If we find its contradictions, I mean, why should we assume Shlomo knows what he's talking about?
Wasn't the Jews, the total assumption is that Shlomo wrote it? I mean, in other words, it's nonsense.
Yeah, the assumption is that Shlomo wrote it, but not that he knew what he was talking about. Maybe just put on a good show. So we needed to have a raya that it's worthwhile pursuing. Mipnei Ma Lo Ganzu, so what was that raya? Mipnei Shetchilato Divrei, it's a similar, anyway. Mipnei Shetchilato Divrei Torah V'Sofo Divrei Torah. Look. It begins and ends religiously. It sounds okay. The beginning and the ending is okay. You can assume the middle part is all right. Nobody reads it anyway. That's for sure. Tchilato divrei Torah dechtiv ma yitron la'adam v'cholam alo shi'amol tachat ha'shamesh. What benefit is there to a person? Everything that he works on beneath the sun. And the way Rabbi Yani was medayik. You see, he says tachat ha'shamesh. He's stressing only things which are a part of our temporal existence in space, and that's Takas HaShemesh. But something that pre-exists the Shemesh, Kodem HaShemesh, the Torah, Yeshlo, in that, I would never ask my Yitron La'adam. Passing universes, you know, what's the point? But something that came before the universe, that already makes sense to be Yosef. And so for the Torah Dechtiv, so for the Barakon Nishmat, Olim Yerevet, Mitzvotav Shemor, Yizek Kol HaAdam. And saying, Yizek Kol HaAdam, what does he mean? My Yizek Kol HaAdam? Omer Rabbi Elazar, Kol Olam Kol Olam Nivra L'Bishvil Zeh. Earth and the universe was created for such a person, someone who is Yorei Elokim. Rebaba Bar Kahana Amar, it means Shakul Zekeneged Kol Olam Kulo. Such a person is the equivalent of the universe. Shimon Ben Azar Amar, Amar Shimon Ben Zom Amar, Lo Nivra Kol Olam Kulo Olam Tzevet Lezeh. The rest of the world may not be tools, but you need them to keep you kept company. I'm sort of lonely just existing in a hyperspace somewhere. And when you say, so far you've spoken about the things that he writes, that he was Seser, David HaMelech, in which Ramela you answered also things that appeared to be steers, but we also find Dvarif Sotrim Zetzeh. What were the Dvarif Sotrim Zetzeh? We have contradictions in his own words. Well, he says, let's say, Tov Kas Mishot. So he puts down humor, right? Says, better to be in a matzav of tough face than in humor. And then he says, Shok Amarti Mulal, I thought that laughing was a wonderful thing. And it says, Shibak Yani Ata Simcha. Make up your mind. And he says, well, the simcha, mazo asa, it's nothing, waste of time. I mean, you can't seem to make up his mind about it. Tovkash. Tovkash mischok has a meaning that is different than you think. Tovkash means, the kash shekoes HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'tzadikim b'olam hazeh, where you find tzadikim are always troubled in this world. So it looks like God is angry at them. That anger is better than the schok shemisachek HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'rashayim b'olam hazeh. Always the people that are assuring you to have a great life. It's sort of troublesome anyway. You know, how come it's like, if there's any correlation, it seems to be in the wrong direction. You know? So, why is that? That kas is better, because that gives them the schar in olam hazeh, whereas the tzchok, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mesameach, reshaim in olam hazeh, that takes away any chance that they would have had of having olam haba. Well, the tzchok amarti mehulal, when I said that laughter, that is something to praise. That's the Shok Shemesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imat Tzadikim B'Olam Haba. And when I contradicted myself, Shibachti Ani Ata Simcha. That's referring to Simcha Shel Mitzvah. When I said to the Simcha Mazal Sa, what do you think you're spending your time on? Watching comedy movies. Zvut Simcha Sheinash HaMitzvah. Lelandacha Shein Shkinash Shorah. Lo mitoch atzvut, ve lo mitoch atzvut, ve lo mitoch tzchok, ve lo mitoch chavut rosh, ve lo mitoch sricha, ve lo mitoch dvarim betelim, elo mitoch dvar simcha shel mitzvah. Why indeed was he so mishabeach and ma'alel simcha? Because the only way that a person can be zoch et hashras hashkina is not through being unhappy, and not through being sort of irresolute, not by laughing around at silliness, and not just from babbling, and not from involvement in his checkbook, but only from the joy of a mitzvah. Shneimar, v'ata kechuli minagein, v'ya kenageinu minagein, v'ati alav yad Hashem. So after the argument with Yehoshaphat, a miserable mood, you can't even have an avia, so he's just feeling. He says, all right, bring me an orchestra. They play, and then listening to the music, he's zochet hashras hashchina, v'ati alav. So then the shchina is shayran. So that serech, as Rashi says, that serech to have Ashrat Ashkinah, we've spoken for many hours about this on the nights of Sukkot. But the tzorach of having Ashrat Ashkinah is Simcha Shel Mitzvah, because that's a mitzvah. But it's the Nagein is Simcha Shel Mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah to have the Shkinah Shera, and therefore that Simcha Shel Mitzvah can be Mashra the Shkinah. Something of a tautology. Because, I mean, it's not a separate mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. All right. The same thing is true if you're learning Torah. You got to be in a situation which you're happy, and that's the way to find your way in a Gemara. You have a nice laugh. You want to have a good dream, you have to go to sleep happy. Now wait a minute. You're saying you're supposed to be happy when you're learning? You have somebody sitting in front of his Rebbe. And his lips aren't dripping bitterness from all of his being bashed around, thinking of a svara and getting smashed over the head, being made to look like an idiot, and then falling asleep and being smashed with this electric prodder and being made to look like an idiot. That's all part of the learning process. And if you don't have that, his lips should be burned. First of all, don't read that mor over. Mar over. Bitterness. Altikre shoshanim. Ela sheshonim, lips that are busy learning Torah, should be dripping in bitterness. And you're saying you're supposed to be laughing? No, wait a minute. One's a Rebbe, a Rebbe. He's supposed to be the guy cracking jokes. Everybody else is supposed to be serious. Habarava of a Talmud. Or, could be even a Rebbe shouldn't be cracking jokes. Lokasha. Homikame the liftach. Before you start the sugya, then you crack a joke. But all the pasta, the pasta, once you're in the middle of the sugya, then you don't need a joke. Gihada Rabba. Rabba would always start off his shir with a good laugh. So Mikami Apatak with the Rabbana, before starting his shir, Omar Milton Bichut, I would always tell him, I heard a good one today, and everybody would crack up. Ubatche Rabbana, they would all laugh. And then, Lesof, Yati Beimata, Upatak Veshmaita, and then he would compose himself in seriousness to open Divrei Torah as if he's sitting in front of the Shechina on our Sinai. The truth is that they also figured they should get rid of Mishlei too. There are too many contradictions in that book. Why didn't they hide Mishlei? Because they said, well, we thought that Kohelet was also garbage, but then we looked into it and we found that it actually made sense. So Sefer Kohelet, maybe we should look into Sefer Mishlei and assume that it makes sense, and then we'll see what it means. So therefore, they did the same thing. Let's do the same thing here. And they came and learned Sefer Mishlei, and indeed ended up finding that it made sense. You say Mishlei has a lot of contradictions? And give me an example. Okay, I'll give you one of the most crazy examples. On the one hand, so it says, Altam Ksil Ki Valto. Don't answer, fool, according to his own perverseness. And then he says, exactly the opposite. And then he says, Ani Kasil Givato. Make sure you answer that fool in his own perverseness. What's going on? And maybe one thing, if this pasuk, one pasuk was at the beginning of the Sefer, the other pasuk was at the end of the Sefer, the problem is, one comes after the next. So, what's the pshat? Lokasha. Haba Divrei Torah, Haba Mila Giyam. One is referring to Divrei Torah, in which if you don't answer him, even though he's an idiot, you may think he's a smart guy. And the other one is where the person is saying something stupid. About you. Who cares? I want to talk about you. You'll be stupid. It's his problem. Ki Rabbi Yehuda doesn't come to Rebbe. There was this guy who comes to Rebbe. but what did he say?
We haven't got to
that. Ah, exactly. Omar Alei, so he says to Rebbe, you know, it's a heck of a wife you got there. It's a good thing she's mine, too. And those kids. And who do you think has the kids? I mean, Banecha Banai. So Rebbe says to him, no kidding. I think we should drink on that. It's on special. Would you like to have a drink? Gives him a drink of wine. Shut down, Pakar. The guy drinks the wine and blows up. Bye. What am I going to argue about it? There's another guy who came to Rav Chiya. He said to him, you know, your mom was really my wife. Natavani. Chiya, my dear son, how are you? He says to him, really, we should have a l'chaim then. It's on special. Shut down, Pakar. He also blew up.
Strong stuff.
Omar Rebbe Chiya. So, no, Omar Rebbe Chiya. I'm like, salute to Rebbe. You see, Rebbe's, his whole life, daven, do we say his tefillah, I remember, every single day. The Lolishavi Bonav Mamzerim. You hear this guy was trying to turn his children into Mamzerim. He says, yeah, your wife is my wife, your children are my children. What was Rebbe's tefillah? The Rebbe, Chiyavi Matzli, when he daven after his tefillah, we incorporate this in the morning before his tefillah, the end of Birkot HaShachar. So he would say, Yiratzom Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetatzilini Hayom Mi'azei Panim U'Mi'azut Panim. Azut Panim is a simen of Mamzeirut. So he's really saying, essentially, this situation. So that wine was prepared from the tefillah of Rebbe. But when it comes to B'divrei Torah, where you should answer a fool, Mahi, Ki'ad Yosef, I meant to bring that picture. It's today's Gemara. Forgot to bring my mushroom book. I made that whole book in preparation for this day. Well, we'll see in a moment. Maybe we can get Mika to run over with your tent.
Probably in the
in the pool.
I can go.
All right. Anyway, I this is show and tell today. You know, I messed up on the show, but I can still tell. So anyway, Rabbi Gamliel was explaining it to us. She was going, Atida Yisha Shetelei B'chol Yom. It will be Latid Lavot that a woman will give birth every day. Shenemar, so that it's pregnancy won't take any time, just like it was in Gan Eden. Because over there it says, Nimediot Ameret Safon, and continues on, Haravi Oledet Yachdav. So it's called Haravi Oledet Yachdav. In other words, Hirayon and Leida come together. Ligueva Lavoto Talmud, that famous Talmud, it was definitely not Oto Saba, that famous Talmud, who always made problems. And he laughed at Rabbi Gamliel's drasha. Hey, look at these weirdos. Ein kol chadash tachat hashemesh. It says, after all, beferish in Kohelet, nothing's new under the sun. Or Malaysa, Rabbi Gamliel, instead of ignoring him, addressed him and said, Bovaraka dugmatan bolamazeh. It doesn't have to be new. Because, look, here's a tarnagolet. So, not the kachvei like tarnagolet. The tarnagolet has an egg every day. So, there you go. Basically, we have hirayon and leida every single day. You know, it's one day after the next. It's interesting that the Gro points out that the answer that we're giving to Shlomo HaMelech's contradiction is not just an answer that we make up. It has to be inherent in the pasuk itself. So he points out it's very inherent in the pasuk. One says, Al tam ksil kivato pentish velo gamata. You want to be an idiot like him? Anything that you answer a guy that is saying, your wife is my wife, and so on, you're just going to go down to his level. What can you possibly say? So never go down to the idiot's level. But the other pasuk says, the guy will think that he's really smart. I got you. So in inyanim of chokhmah, you have to make it clear to him that he's an idiot. So there, you're not going down to his diner. You're making sure that he doesn't mistake his own foolishness for chokhmah. So another drasha where this happened was where Rabbi Yishmael, or rather Rabbi Gamliel, darshan, tu yativ Rabbi Gamliel, the kadarish, atidimi lanot shemasim perot b'choyom. It will become a time when trees will give forth new fruit every day. Shemar, it says again in reference to the ultimate bar, Marom Yisrael, and so on. So there it says, V'nasa anaf v'asaperi, ma'anaf b'choyom ha'peri b'choyom. Ligleda l'avotot ha'mi, the same Talmud laughed at him. It says, Tzedinko chadash tachat ha'shem. Omalei bova yaka dugma tambo l'mazeh, I'll show you a dugma. Took him outdoors and showed him a tzlaf. Tzlaf has every single day. It basically turns from something that was a berry into a fruit and so on. It's a very strange tree. We've spoken about it. It's a very strange tree that has all three stages of growth going on simultaneously, which is very rare. So sure, this is a chap. A tzlaf is a remnant to such a thing. The Sui Yasser Rebbe Gamliel, by the way, that tzlafim are very, very active right now. If you walk around the robot, you'll see their mamish in full bloom and doing their thing. Furthermore, Rabbi Gamliel said, "Atida Eretz Yisrael shetotzi gulus kaot ofli mila." Eretz Yisrael is going to actually bring forth loaves from the ground that you can just bite into. You don't have to go to any trouble to do your baking. And material straight from the ground. Shenemar yehi pisat bar baretz. It's a pisat bar is something, a pas like that, the size of your entire hand, and it'll be bar. It'll be like tfua. And furthermore, we have the same lashon pisat, like tonet pasim, means fine material. So it's a double meaning. But where do you get something that grows the size of your hand that you can eat? What you eat lachmania straight from the ground? The gleinam avototamim. Malen kol kadash tachad hashemesh. Amar leiz, Rabbi Gamliel said to him, "Let me show you. Bo ve'eracha dugmatam ba'olam hazeh, so that you don't think that it's chadash. Not like akvelei kameimu pitriot." So when it came to show him a loaf, he took him out and he showed him. There you go. Overnight, you get an entire loaf of truffle and of mushroom. And that was the beautiful picture I was going to show you, taken on Richard's island. I take a pen and put it by the side. You get a sense of the size of this thing. A loaf that grew up overnight. Eat the loaf. Yeah? Unbelievable. Mamasha loaf. And when it came to clean milat, he had to show him a dugma where you see material growing out of the ground. He showed him the navra bar kura. That's the material that grows around the palm tree underneath the kura. That's like a material. It's all woven. Literally, it looks like woven material. Very strange kind of thing. He says, there you go. So in Olam Hazeh, we even have it. We can't use that very much, but it's already not chodesh takas hashemesh. So it's... Lein zakadosh barku shevach bo vayne dam rabbi yochanan maydet li mevekim chofshi kivan shemet adam naaseh chofshi min haTorah min haMitzvot v'kol mar shlomo shabeach ani hatametim shekvar metu shekishekatuv Yisrael b'midbar amad Moshe b'nei hakadosh barku v'amar kama tefilot v'tachanunim lefanav v'lo na'ana ukeshamar zechor le'avraham le'yitzchak le'Yisrael avadecha miyad na'ana v'lo yafeh mar shlomo v'shabeach ani hatametim shekvar metu. דבר אחר, מנהגו של עולם מלך בשר ודם גוזר גזירה, ספק מקיימים אותה, ספק אם מקיימים אותה, ואם תמצאו אומרים מקיימים אותה, בחייו מקיימים אותה, ומותו אם מקיימים אותה. ואילו משה רבינו גזר כמה גזירות, ותיקן כמה תקנות, וקיימות הן לעולם לעולמי עולמים, לא יפה מה שלמה ושבח אני את המתים שכבר מתו. דבר אחר, ושבח אני את המתים, כי רביון אמריו, ים רביון אמריו, מה יתכתיב, עשה עימיות לטובה ויהוא שונאי ליבושו. אמר דוד לדעי הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו שלא מלכו לי על אותו עוון. אמר לו מלכו לך. אמר לו עשי עמי עוד בחיי. אמר לו בחייך איני מודיע. בחיי שלום בבינך אני מודיע. וכשפנה שלמה את בית המקדש ביקש להכניס ארון לבית קודש הקודשי. דווקא שרים זה וזה. אמר שלמה עשר לי ארבעה רננות ולא נענה. פתח ואמר שאו שערים ראשיכם וינשאו בתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד. ורדו בת אל המבלה. אמרו מי זה מלך הכבוד? אמר לו השם מזוז וגיבור. חזר ואמר שוב שערים ראשיכם עשו בתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? השם צבקות הוא מלך הכבוד שלה. ולא נענה. כיוון שאמר השם אלוקים אל תשת בני משיחיך זוכרה לך שדה דוד אבותיך ויד נענה באותה שעה נפחו פני כל שני דוד כשולי גדרה וידעו כל העם וכל ישראל שמרחה לו הקדוש ברוך הוא לתואבון ולא יפה אמר שלמה ושבח אני את המתים שכבר מתו והיינו דכתיב היום השני שלח את העם ויבורכו את המלך ויאמרו לו עליהם שמחים וטובי לב על כל הטובה שעשה השם לדוד עבדו הוא ישראל עמו. ויוכלו לו עליהם שמצאו נשותיהם בטהרה, שמחים שנהנו מזיו השכינה, וטובי לב שנתעברו נשותיהם שכל אחד ויחד וילדה זכר, על כל הטובה שעשם השם לדוד עבדו, שמחה לו עליו תאוות, ולישראל עמו עוד אפילו לעוון יום תכיפורים. ותקרא מה שלמה, כי לכלב חי יותר מן הרי המת, כרבי רב רב. טוב רבי רב רב, מי כתב עוד איני, השם קיציו מדעת כמי, מגי, אידו אמר חדל אני. אמר דוד את ניה הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם, עוד איני השם קיציו, אמר לו, גזירה היא מלפני, אין מודיעין קיצו של בשר ודם. ומדעת ימי מהי, גזירה היא מלפני, אין מודיעין מדעת ימיו של אדם. So at least they da ma kadal ani amal okay be shabbat amud amud be khat be shabbat ma kvar yama khot shlomo bilkha em ba kod nagab khav ta fil kem lo nima amud be shabbat amal ki tov yom be khat zera kem yolet tov le yom shata al sik be yoshe be sik be tamel avalot shet shlomo bilkha la kel fana gabe yam izbeya ki ko yom le shabbat ave yati be gogor skol le yom ha yom de bani yom ma mal khav shet kom mal khav be kem be lo yom khav be la fi pas kun be yirsa ama ay 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 ma ya de ba ave be bustan akhre be de yat mal khav ma tsal ke bakh be yom No, but when it's a sort of a dark, they pick dark me, two to each stick with a flash. So that's one of the women rush up and make the top of a man, clubbing, so they tabar it in. Maya said, so for a talk and they love an active air clubbing. We are big, not a lot of car, you know, if it's not a lot. The lawyer found a shlomoki, like a kayak of Maria May. Will the inner shell, the shell, the cadmicon? Near Kruyaner, Nishbatosh, Adam Kruyaner. Mutab, the Haber, Nersh, of the Savadam, between a rose, like a dog. Omar, Rabbi Yerabarayla, Rishmon Barshilas, Mishmiderab. ביקשו חכמים לגנוס ספר קהלת מפני שדבריו סותרים זה את זה ומפני מה לא גנזו ומפני שתחילתו דברי תורה וסופו דברי תורה תחילתו דברי תורה תכתיב מה יתרון האדם בכל המלות שיעמוד תחת השמש ויעמוד דבר מדיאני תחת השמש ובינו בקורם שמש יש לו סופו דברי תורה תכתיב סוף דבר הכל נשמע טובים ירע ותצוותיו שמור כי זה כל האדם מה כי זה כל האדם אומר אדם זה כל העולם כולו לא נברא לו בשביל זה רבא בבר כאן אמר שקו זה כנגד כל העולם כולו שמעון בן עזי אומר אמר לשמעון בן זום אומר לא נברא כל העולם כולו צוות בזה ומה דבריו סותרים זה את זה כתיב טוב כעס וסחוק כתיב לסחוק אמרתי מעולה כתיב ושיבקתי אני את השמחה וכתיב לשמחה מה זה הוא עשה לא קש לא קש מסחוק טוב קש שקרש הקדוש ברוך הוא על הצדיקים בעולם הזה מסחוק שמשחק הקדוש ברוך הוא על הרשעים בעולם הזה ולסחוק אמרתי מעולה זה סחוק שמשחק הקדוש ברוך הוא עם הצדיקים בעולם הבא ושיבקתי אני את השמחה זו שמחה של מצווה ולשמחה מה זה עושה זו שמחה שאינה של מצווה ולמדך השם שכינה שורה לא מתוך עצבות ולא מתוך עצלות ולא מתוך שחוק ולא מתוך קלות ראש ולא מתוך שיחה בתאימה ולא מתוך דברים בתאימים אלא מתוך דבר שמחה של מצווה שם הרי אתה כחולי מנגן והיה כנגן המנגן ואתי עליו יד השם אומר לי רבחים לדבר הלכה אומר רב רבחים לחלון טוב הנה ואומר רבי למה רב כל תמיד חכם שיושב בבני רבו בין סיפתות תב נוטחות מר תכוונה שם הסיפתות תב שושנים נוטחות מור עובר אל תקרא מור עובר למר עובר אל תקרא שושנים על השש שנים לא קש אבל רבו ותמיד ויבוידי מה רבו ברבו לא קש המקמי דליפתק על הבטא דליפתק כי עוד רבו מקמי דפתק ולרבונן המניות ובזיכותיו ובטחי רבונן וסוף ידי בהימתה ופתק ושמע איתה ואף ספר מי שביקשו לגנור שהיו דבר סופרים זה זה בפני מה לא גנזו? אמר נו ספר כל אלה ואבא אינן והשכחינה דיימה הולכים אני אלה אינן ומה דבר סופרים זה זה כתיב אל תן כסיל כיבתו כתיב עלי כסיל כיבתו לא קש על דברי טוב ומי לדיאמה כי עוד יאו דיאו 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 אמר לה אשתך אשתי ובניך בניי אמר לה לחיים רצון לך שתשתה כושר יאי שאתה הוא פקר ודיאו דיאו 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 אמר לה אמך אשתי ואתה בני אמר לה רצון לך שתשתה כושר יאי שאתה הוא פקר אמר לה וכי ההנגל הצלותי לרבי זה לא נשבי בנב במזרת ורבי רבי מאצר מי רצון שמח השם לכינו שתצילנו היום מהזה פנים ומהזות פנים בדברי תורה מהי? כי עד יד רבי נמדיר לכדו שעתידה יש לתת שתלה בכל יום שם הר ילד את יעסתם לי לגלל את התמיד ומה אי אין כל חדר יש תחת השם אומר בוא ורק את מתן בו למה זה נמד ואחר את הנגולה ותו יד רבי נמדיר לכדו שעתידים על אילנות שמוציא פרות בכל יום שם נמדת ענף עשה פרק מה ענף בכל יום עד פרק פרי בכל יום לי לגלל את התמיד אמר לתי אין כל חדר שתחת השם אומר לי בוא ורק את מתן בו למה זה נופק ואחר לצלח ותו יד רבי נמדיר לכדו שעתידה ארץ ישראל שתוציא גלוסקאות וכלים מילת שם היא פיסת בר בארץ לגלל עליו אותו תמיד אמר אין כל חדש תחת השמן אמר לי בו בערכה דוגמתם בעולם הזה נופק אך חלק מהם ופטריות וכלים מילת נעבר בקורה טוב